You are listening to the Way of Truth broadcast, originating in the radio studios of the Church of God in Hagerstown, Maryland, United States of America. This is Alan McCraig speaking, and we trust you'll stay with us, for we want the Lord to make our broadcast a blessing to you today. Someone has said there are 32,000 promises in the Word of God. Well, I don't know how many there are, but I know one thing. You can stand on them, for God backs up every one of His promises. Every one is true. Heavenly Father, we do thank You that Thou art God, and besides Thee there is none other. And we're looking to Thee asking thy blessings upon this broadcast, asking thy blessings upon our congregation. We're trusting that the Holy Spirit will be able to work in hearts and in lives and make this broadcast a blessing to each and to every one. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
I belong to the King. I'm a child of His love. I shall dwell in His palace so fair. For He tells of its bliss in yon heaven above, and His children in splendor shall share. I belong to the King, I'm a child of His love, and He never forsaketh His own. He will call me someday to His palace above. I shall dwell by His glorified throne. I belong to the King, and He loves me, I know. For His mercy and kindness so free are unceasingly mine wheresoever I go, and my refuge unfailing is He. I belong to the King, I'm a child of His love, and He never forsaketh His own. He will call me someday to His palace above. I shall dwell by His glorified throne. I belong to the King, and His promise is sure, that we all shall be gathered at last. In His kingdom above, by life's waters so pure, when this life with its trials is past. I belong to the King, I'm a child of His love, and He never forsaketh His own. He will call me someday to His palace above. I shall dwell by His glorified throne.
Our subject for today's broadcast: thinking and acting like a Christian. And our text of Scripture is taken out of the book of Philippians, chapter 4, reading verses 8 and 9. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Those things which ye have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the God of peace shall be with you. It seems that there was a special bond between the Church of God congregation in Philippi and the Apostle Paul. The congregation there was the first one that Paul established after he crossed from Asia Minor into Macedonia, which was a part of Europe. So there seemed to be a special bond there between these two. And the letter that Paul has written to them gives them good, sound instructions. Thinking like a Christian. So we read in the first part of verse 8 of Philippians 4, to live the Christian life, one must think clearly and act correctly. Paul begins the 8th verse with the word finally. He has set forth various truths for them to be guided by, and now he is coming toward the end of his letter, and he is summing up his instructions. Right traits. To think like a Christian, we must be thinking on the correct things. So let us look at this 8th verse. Those things which are true signifies that which is genuine and real. There is so much in the world today that is false, and many people don't seem to think there's anything wrong with telling a lie if it's convenient for them. But that is not thinking like a Christian. It's not acting like a Christian. A Christian is one who speaks the truth to the very best of their knowledge and their understanding. Honest, honorable, noble refers to lofty things, majestic things, things that lift the mind from the cheap and crude to that which is noble, good, and moral. Solomon wrote, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Proverbs 23:7. And the next word, just, refers to doing what is right under all circumstances, whether toward God or man. Yes, we must do what is just. There's a lot of pressure out there in the sinful world for people to do those things which are not just. But when we think about acting like and living like a Christian, we must be just in all of our dealings and our activities, honest toward God and honest toward man. And then pure. This word is translated from the same word for holy, morally undefiled. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, "The pure in heart shall see God." And the Bible tells us, "Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord." So Paul lists pure here along with other things. The next word is lovely. It refers to that which evokes a response of love. The Lord taketh pleasure in his people. He will beautify the meek with salvation. Psalm 149:4. And of course, as we read 1 Corinthians 13, we can see how Paul emphasized love above all else. These three, faith, hope, and charity, or love, these three, but the greatest of these is love. And when we think about love, we are told we shall love God with all of our heart, with all of our soul, with all of our mind, with all of our strength. And then Paul says, that which is of good report, commendable, that which is well spoken of. And we read in the latter part of Philippians 4:8, the qualification followed by 2 points of instruction. If there be any virtue, virtue refers to the excellence that the righteous are to maintain. And then, if there be any praise, if there be anything that is excellent, proper, right, we are to give praise. What is our proper response? Right thinking. We are to think carefully. We are to make things Paul has mentioned here, the subject of our thoughts. And let me go back to that word of praise, because the Bible teaches us that everyone that hath breath should praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. The psalmist said, from the rising of the sun to the going down thereof, his name shall be praised. The psalmist also said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Beloved, of all the blessings that God gives us, we'll never be able to praise Him as much as He is worthy of being praised. And when we talk about acting like and living like a Christian, praise is certainly a part of doing that. Right thinking, we are to think carefully. We are to make the things Paul has mentioned here the subject of our thoughts, I say. Look again at the words true, honorable, just, pure, lovely, and good report. What is important is not so much knowing the definition of these words, but doing that which is good and uplifting in contrast with that which is dirty and degrading. Paul's admonition is, do not let your mind dwell on things that are false, dishonorable, immoral, and so forth. The mind naturally dwells on something. Paul instructs us to fix our thoughts on good things, not bad things, on positive things, not negative things, on things that build up and not things that tear us down. Proverbs 23:7 says, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. Again, that's the words of Solomon as recorded in Proverbs 23:7. I read two great discoveries of modern psychology are that our lives are governed by our thoughts, and we cannot control our thoughts. That is what they tell us. And that is not something new. Is that not what I just read from Proverbs 23:7? Yet there is a limit to that, as it does not mention God or Satan. Some say, I can't control my thoughts. From time to time, bad thoughts slip into my mind. We all have thoughts that slip into our mind. Satan could not tempt us if he was unable to slip thoughts in our mind. So all of us are tempted, all of us are tried, and Satan is the tempter. Satan is the one that tries us. The question is, what are we going to do with those thoughts that Satan slips into our mind? We need to cast them out, casting down every imagination. The scriptures instruct us to cast down evil thoughts. And so we do not have to entertain those bad thoughts that Satan puts into our mind. We can resist them. As the Bible says, resist the devil steadfast in the faith. Give no place to the devil, but resist him steadfast in the faith. Then is a good time for us to do what Paul said. Think on these things, things that are true, that are lovely, and that are pure, and that are good. Yes, when Satan tries to put evil thoughts in our mind, let us do what Paul instructed the church at Philippi. Put those good things in our minds. Think on those good things. And there are, in a world of sin and wickedness and evil, there are still good things. There's still things that we can think about that are pure and are good and are lovely. Those things which you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do. That's what the Apostle Paul told the church at Philippi. Whenever you think about me, then think about the things that I have taught you, the things that you have heard from me, and the way that you have seen me live. And you do the same. Follow me as I follow Christ. They had heard Paul preach. The congregation at Philippi, I say, was the first congregation Paul established whenever he crossed over into Europe. Why does Paul want us to concentrate our thoughts on edifying things? Is it a mere mental exercise? No. He wants us to our thoughts to be shaped and our actions to be guided by the Scriptures, by the things that God would be pleased with. Let the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be pleasing and acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my Redeemer. Paul reminded the church of God there in Philippi not only the things that they had heard him preach, but they had seen him live the way that a Christian should live, and he told them to follow him and to do as he had done. The Apostle James, in his letter to the 12 tribes, said, "Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." James chapter 1 and verse 22. Paul was telling the Philippian saints to do the same, for he had preached them the truth. The word "do" stresses the process of leading to a certain accomplishment. The word also suggests repeating an action and it becoming natural to us. "And the God of peace will be with you." So we read in verse 9 of our text today. And that is a wonderful thought indeed. Now, we cannot live a sinful life. We cannot think evil things and do evil things and have God to be with us. The eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers, but his face is against those that do evil. So Paul says God will be with us if we do as he has instructed the Philippian church to do. Paul is telling the saints, if they will think as they should and act or do as they should, they will have the God of peace with them. And what a wonderful blessing that is. We read of Enoch, how he walked with God. We read of Abraham, how God told him to walk before me and be thou perfect. And we read of others who walked with God. And it is possible for us to walk with God. Yes, Jesus Christ left the glories of heaven and came into this sin-cursed, sin-sick, sin-benighted world to save us from our sins. And he did not come in vain. He did not die in vain. He was not resurrected in vain. Jesus said, "I came that you might have life, and that you might have it more abundantly. And whom the Son makes free is free indeed. If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Our Heavenly Father, we're truly thankful for the Word of God, which is a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our pathway. And we're thankful for the opportunity of sharing your word with this precious people today. We trust as we have given them the scriptures and the comments that the Holy Spirit has accompanied them and made them a blessing to each and to every one. We're thankful that you love them all, you care for them all, and you're ready to minister to them all. If there be an unsaved one in our midst, we pray the Holy Spirit will visit them and help them to know and to realize that God is willing to save them, willing to deliver them, if they will but accept His only begotten Son. These things we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. It's been a privilege to share another Way of Truth broadcast with you. We do trust that it has proven to be a blessing to you. If so, we would be thankful if you would take time to let us know. Now, our mailing address is The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. That's The Way of Truth Broadcast, Post Office Box 88, Hagerstown, Maryland, 21741, USA. Our email address, truth@fred.net. truth@fred.net, our email address. Our fax number is 301-739-7173. 301-739-7173, our fax number. Now, our webpage address is www.wayoftruth.org. As we have announced in previous broadcasts, we have an archive there of our magazines, and you can read our monthly magazine, back issues, as well as the current issue. And we also have an archive of our broadcasts. If you have missed any or you would like to hear one over again, you can go to our webpage, www.wayoftruth.org, and find it. We also broadcast our services over the internet, and the Sunday morning service begins at 20 minutes before 11, and our Sunday evening service begins at 6, and our midweek service begins Wednesday evening at 7. Our webpage address again, www.wayoftruth.org. And now, this is Alvin A. Craig. We thank you for being a part of our congregation today, and we invite you to tune in the station next week when again, the Lord willing, we'll be coming your way with another Way of Truth broadcast. May the Lord's blessings abide is our sincere prayer.
When you have done your best, let Jesus do the rest.
Darken all the skies.
fall.